There wasn't no room to sit down in the kitchen. Everything was upside down. Feather had to shave out in the garden. Richard Henry was peeling taters. And Mother was teasy as a hatter. Even the cat was afraid to come in. What made Mother worse was Uncle Matty was still in bed. 12 o'clock it was. What did he care? He knew it was Saturday morning and that the minister was coming to dinner tomorrow on purpose to see him. All this extra work and the only answer was when Matty started singing "There is a green hill far away." "I suppose I'd better kill one of the young roosters I was saving up for Christmas," said Feather. "On," said Mother. "What good is one between five? I'll kill two. I like a bit of fowl as well as you do. Let's have a good dinner." "I shall never forget," said Feather. "Every time a certain preacher was planned down our little chapel, on his way he used to call in on Farmer James, where he was always invited to come back to dinner. Or usually a roast duck or a fowl, a great tag of beef, something that would make the preacher's mouth water when he only thought about it. One particular Sunday he called as usual, but to his dismay, there was no fire in the kitchen stove. The farmer's wife explained that the oven was gone wrong, but he was welcome to come back as usual and share what they had. With many thanks, the preacher said he would not promise, as perhaps he ought to divide his time between some of the others in his congregation. A little further on, he entered another farm place. Well, what a difference. Here the good lady was tending a great goose in the oven. Oh, what a smell. How warm and cozy that kitchen was. Yes, he would be delighted to come back to dinner. He preached a very short sermon and was soon back again. As he sat down to dinner, he was asked if he liked corned beef. "Corned beef," said he. "I thought you had roast goose." "Oh, that was Farmer James's. We just took him down to him." "I promised to roast him for him as his stove was gone wrong." Sunday morning arrived. All the work was finished. The dinner was in the oven. Feather, Uncle Matty and Richard Henry had gone down chapel to bring back the minister. There was only one thing that could go wrong. Would that parrot say anything that would upset all the good work they'd done? You never know what he'd say, and you had to listen. As they all sat down to dinner, the minister bowed down his head over the plate to say grace. Richard Henry thought he was a bit doubtful and was smelling them to make sure. "'Tis all right," said Richard Henry. "He was only killed yesterday." "Oh, thank you," replied the minister to Mother. "Oh, a little more chicken. No more potatoes." It was the third elf and a chicken he'd had already. Everything had gone off all right until the parrot shouted out, "Don't throw they bones under the table." After dinner, Father took the minister down to see his garden. Sitting on the wall was a large rooster, crowing and stretching itself. The minister remarked how proud of himself he seemed to be. "No wonder," said Feather, "he ought to be proud he got two sons in the ministry." After the minister had gone, they all lay back in their chairs and had a good sleep, and the parrot said, "I thought he was never going."